We got 20 minutes.
We have 20 minutes.
We
have learned our lesson.
We got a chip, chop, chip on this.
We learned our lesson. We wanted to give you another bonus episode on some concerts we went to, but not talk for 47 minutes because...
That was my fault. I had a lot, like, I haven't had my therapy session yet for the month. So, like, I had a lot to unpack. And I'm sorry the audience has doubled as my doctor.
That's what we have a podcast for, right?
That's exactly it. Didn't you know podcast is just free therapy?
It really
for
is.
Me?
It's one-sided free therapy. Yes. Where we get to talk at you.
Listen to our problems and diagnose us in the DMs.
I think you guys enjoyed it though, because like a bunch of people listened to it. So
we're doing it again.
Props for that. But it threw our schedule off that week.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that again, guys. So this is under a time constraint. I'm going to set a timer right now. We're starting a timer for 20 minutes.
Okay.
It's going. Okay.
Who are we talking about first?
We're going to do them in order that we attended. We've attended, okay. Between the two of us, we've attended 3 shows since our last recording. 2 together. I saw one mm-hmm. on my own. So let's start with Billy Idol, which I won tickets to. So shout out to our local radio station for those tickets. I entered every day for like 3 weeks at work.
Can I just say... You are my best friend.
Wow, really? Thank you.
But
I had no idea.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I just think at night and I'm like, man, Leah is my best friend.
Thank you. Thank you. So I won these tickets to, it was an outdoor show in Roanoke at the Elmwood Park, which I had never been there as a venue. I've been there a race, like that's where the marathon in Roanoke starts.
It got packed.
Yeah, that venue, what did we look it up? It held like...
It was an outdoor venue.
But it held some ridiculous number of people.
It's like 5,000?
Yeah, it's an outdoor venue. And we got there, because I am the way I am, we got there right when doors opened.
Yeah.
And could only sit about halfway back though. Like that's how full it was already.
And so how it's kind of set up like an amphitheater and there's like little concrete slabs you can sit on for each level. And then there's just this giant hill.
Yeah, which is just GA seating.
That hill was filled to the brim.
I was shocked the amount of people at that show.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
It was great.
Liz Cooper opened, which we want to try to get her on the show. I tagged her in a story and she said she would come on, but she has not replied to my DMs since.
She's a real cool artist.
I was not a fan at the beginning, I will say.
Yeah.
If she comes on the show, I'm going to tell her this. Like, she won me over in her opening set, because at first I was like, I have to listen to this for 30 minutes. But it's just a little experimental.
It was pretty experimental. It was very like, it was just kind of like they were jamming.
Yeah, they were jamming.
Usually with an opener, I will say you experience that form song before you go into the jam. So I think that's why it probably threw you off a smidge.
It was my guess. Jarring intro, but she warmed up the crowd. It was great. She was selling handmade underwear at her merch stand.
It was just Hanes Tidy Whiteys, and she took just some like lipstick and wrote Hot Sass on it,
which is the name
of
her album.
Kiss marks on it. I almost bought some, but they were $20.
Yeah, that's a little pricey even for show merch.
Yeah.
But then Billy Idol came on the stage, and I wrote notes down because it was like almost a month ago, and I knew I wasn't going to remember what I wanted to say. And my first note just says, holy hell, this man can put on a show at 65.
Yeah.
Which is true. Like, he came out there guns a-blazing and did not have a like down moment in his set.
I also appreciate that he is the Gordon Ramsay of music. Like that, the F words and the way he formulated them.
This is true.
Like both the prefix and the suffix after the word fuck was glorious.
Billy fucking Idol.
Billy fucking Idol.
It was
well done. And his accent with that fuck.
Yes.
The fuck. It was beautiful.
Spoiler, because of this show, I'm covering Billy Idol next. Like not next week. Like the next episode you're going
to
hear.
I am glad for that, because it was very hard not to go on some Wikipedia pages after that show.
Yeah, I actually had him on our schedule for next year. But after that show, I was like, nah, I can't wait. I need to know more about this man and his life and how he got to here. So we're going to find that out in November. So stay tuned. My favorite moment, 2 favorite moments in the show were He sang a song from his first band, Generation X, called 100 Punks.
Yes.
And that's what I imagine being in a London riot felt like. Like, everyone was so hype.
And also the way he explained the story, too. He's like, I was in a band called Generation X. And the record company called me and they said, we're going to sell your label or something like that. And he's like, fuck off. And I said, I need 100 punks.
They had these like 100 people that they would just call to promote their shows because there's no internet.
We didn't have the internet. It was so great.
So they literally had a phone tree where he would call 100 people and then those 100 people would call like their five friends each. Like it was crazy. Also, Steve Stevens, his guitarist.
Yeah.
Mind blowing. Like, he played this electric Spanish flamenco guitar solo. And I kind of just stood there just staring at him because I didn't know how to process what he was doing.
I probably shouldn't know this, but he also wrote the Top Gun.
Yeah, that's why he played the Top Gun theme.
Okay. I didn't know.
That was part of the show.
I knew, but I didn't want to say anything. I didn't know if I should have looked that up or not, but Steve Stevens.
Not to use too much time of our 20 minutes, but that was one of the most intoxicated yet respectful crowds I've ever seen.
Ladies, 45-year-olds tumbling everywhere. Everywhere.
The lady in front of us, I think we watched a relationship crumble in front of the two of us.
We watched a relationship break up that
night. Liz Cooper even started, this lady had drank two of those like cocktails in a can.
And she was high out of her mind.
Oh, she was fucking high. She came back while Liz Cooper was performing. I don't know where the hell he went. They got more drinks, I guess. She came back. She starts just hitting her weed pen.
Yeah.
Like, breathing into it, basically. And she gets so intoxicated that the steps are concrete, but they have grass on the top where you sit your butt. And she falls back and hits her head on my feet because they're directly in front of us.
Twice.
And I like brush it off, whatever. She's not bothering me. But then I guess she asked her man, which first off, this couple was in their late 40s? Early 50s? And would not stop fucking touching each other.
Yeah.
It was like sitting behind 2 17-year-olds, which whatever. You do you. But she like reached into his pocket and pulled out his wallet to go get more money, I guess, to go get more drinks. And he tried to cut her off and she stormed off. And then we never saw her again. The entire
show. She was gone.
She was gone before Billy even took the stage. So I've been thinking about her a lot since that night.
I hope she's okay.
I hope they're okay. But I feel like they may not be. He came back. He told the couple that they were with, like, that they were leaving, and then we never saw them again.
Yep.
So, definitely watched that relationship crumble. That's any more Billy Idol thoughts?
Yes. We have to talk about the Three Jackets.
Oh, yes.
So, literally, I gave it away. Oh, well. But so his second song, he plays the first song. I don't know what it was. Don't ask me. But then he plays the second song. And he, like, it was definitely one of those, like, love-making type songs. Yeah. As much of a punk love-making song that you can have. And he literally starts, he has this long, like, leather-esque jacket.
Like a trench coat almost.
Like a trench coat style. And he just, you know, is back by the drums. He has his back towards the crowd. He just starts doing that little, like, striptease, like, taking it off. And there's another jacket on. And I'm like, this is brilliant. And then he takes off the second jacket. Same format, same striptease. And then there's another jacket. There's three jackets. This man is cold. Get him a space heater on stage. God damn it.
He's 65. His blood is thin, okay?
Yeah. His blood's thinning out. This is how you treat your celebrities, Roanoke. And then he takes off that jacket. And he's wearing a mesh 80s top.
It was fantastic.
And then he takes that off. And then he puts two jackets back on.
It was such a long drawn out thing. It was great.
Me and Leah lost it.
We were feeling our alcohol at that point.
Yeah.
It was the funniest fucking thing we saw all night. And then the show just got better than that. Like, such a good show.
It was great.
He also put on his own merch at the end just to take it off and throw it into the crowd.
Which I appreciated.
So someone out there got a Billy sweat soaked.
And then they'll wash it again?
Shirt. Then like literally the next day, I drove to North Carolina to see White Reaper at Cat's Cradle, which if you're in the Tri-City area in I almost said New York City.
It's in Carrsborough, right?
It's in Carrborough.
Carrborough.
Which is near Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. It is the tiniest, most backdoor, hole-in-the-wall venue.
But I see
it. I love it.
I see it on a tour schedules all the time.
They get like great bands. It is teeny. So there's the Cat's Cradle, which is where White Reaper was, and then there's the Cat's Cradle back room, which is even smaller. It's a secondary venue. It's where I'm seeing Des Rocks next month, so
nice.
Stay tuned for that report. And it's just the cutest little like hole in the wall. Like it's not nothing special. You enter in the back of a strip mall.
Love it.
But it was really fun. I don't want to talk about their show too much because it wasn't anything like mind blowing for me. Cause I enjoy White Reaper. I'm just not like the Struts are our next show we're covering and they need more of the airtime. Okay. I will say, I don't know if this was them or the venue, but the sound mixing was not great. And I really could not hear the vocals to the point where sometimes I had no clue what song they were singing.
Oh, I hate that.
And I was on the rail. So that might've partially been my positioning. But also, if you listen to their records, they already have very low vocals. Like, their vocals are not hot. So it was just really hard to hear.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was really fun. They were just vibing. The crowd was vibing. It was very strange. I was one of the oldest people in the crowd because it's a college town. It's near UNC Chapel Hill.
Yeah. It's right. Everyone already thought you were 18 anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they probably didn't realize that I was not a college kid, but I knew I wasn't a college kid. Also, I learned I'm never fucking wearing my Doc Martens to a show again. That was a dumbass idea, and my feet hurt before the opener even started.
I bet.
Vans only. Vans only.
With the Dr. Scholl's slip in them.
Yes. Okay, we have 9 minutes left on the timer.
Okay.
So let's talk about the Struts on Saturday.
Yes.
This
my Struts cherry was popped.
Struts, Beth Ann's first Strut show. Please tell me about your experience. Okay. We like kind of talked about it in the car, but we purposely have held off until this moment.
So let's lay out the day a little bit. Get your timer ready.
In which I made Beth Ann get to the venue at 1 p.m. for an 8 p.m. show.
And that's fine. I don't mind that because we started off by going to Juan Gonzalez.
Oh, if you're in Richmond. Go to Juan Gonzalez.
I got the beef bulgogi tacos. Man, I could have ate like two more of those.
All of us, shout out to Tammy if you're listening.
Yes.
We all enjoyed what we got.
Tammy is a new friend of mine. I absolutely love her. Just enjoyed hanging out with her so much. So yeah, we get there at 1 p.m. and there's already two people sitting with their chairs underneath an awning because it's raining.
Yeah, it was raining real hard.
It was
raining
real, real hard. And so yeah, I mean, as far as for like the first couple of hours, it was just a matter of waiting, trying not to use my phone a lot. So I went walking around a little bit.
Got yelled at.
Okay, I walked into the Virginia Library or Library of Virginia, one of those two. And like, it's a Saturday. They're usually open. And I walked in and the security guard is like, stop right there. What are you doing? And I'm like, looking around. She's like, the second floor is closed. Okay. And I just turned around, but it was so like abrasive. Like, and I looked at I was like, are they open? And they were open. So there was no signs on the door or anything. Anyway.
They knew you weren't from town.
They could smell the Yankee on me.
They could.
Stop right there.
Get out here.
So, I mean, the first couple hours was fine. You know, just waiting around. But, you know, the show really started for me when the VIPs went in. Because
I left you outside.
And you left me outside with general admission. And I knew it was going to be interesting when Brian, is his name?
Brian.
Who had the stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Brian made these really cool buttons and stickers to say the Struts. And he handed them to me. And he said, just hand these out in the general admission line. And, you know, if someone's going to make them, I'm going to honor that. And the thing I do love about the Struts is like how excited everyone just gets about their band.
And when we say bag of stickers and bag of buttons, it is a gallon size baggie of each that is fucking full.
So I was standing next to this couple that would hold my spot in line. I kind of take like 20 or 30 minute wait for the line to get down. And then I just, you know, start handing them out to people and all was fine. So I was just, you know, standing, looking around, having a conversation with people around me. And then, so I'm going to get a little political here. Because, but also, first off, you should be on the right side of this argument.
And also, if you're going to go see live music, get your fucking vaccine.
Yeah. If you are not on the right side of this argument, I'm sorry. I'm talking about it. So the general admission line is, you know, there's two lines. There's general admission line to the right, and then, sorry, to the left, and to the right is the box office, where some people who are still VIP need to get their passes. Mm-hmm. And I watched this group of three older women, and probably in their 40s, and two like college age girls, maybe high school at, you know, best.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tend to, you know, as I would describe it, I tend to be a drama whore, and that I love the drama. I love the tea. The tea goes whoo, like it's a little whistle, and I will grab it and I'll pour it out. So literally, I watch them walk around the line because there wasn't many people in yet. And I hear one of the older ladies say to one of the college age girls, just tell them you're too young to get vaccinated. And you knew my ears perked and I was going to be watching that like a hawk. And sure enough, it did not disappoint. Literally, they were checking our vaccination cards because you had to be vaccinated to get into this facility.
Which, shout out to the National.
Yes.
For some good fantastic COVID policies.
So, you know, I waited and I waited, and finally we get to the girl and he goes, so you don't have a vaccination card? No. And he calls over his manager. He's like, have you had a negative COVID test in 2 weeks? No. And she waited outside for 30 minutes while the other three went in. And as the three go in, one of the older women yell, my body, my choice, which tells me you have a fake vaccination card.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Like, you confirmed it. And so she was outside for 30 minutes. They did let her in, but I think they purposely isolated them upstairs.
Yeah, they were in one of the...
to the side booth.
One of the box seats,
which
on the side.
I would have turned them away. Because yeah. I'm a little bit of a hard ass with those things, but whatever.
They didn't deserve that seat.
They did not, especially because Luke was looking at them.
Yes.
And making eye contact with them. And I'm like, you don't deserve that.
However, meanwhile, while all this shit was happening outside, I'm in the meet and greet line. And I just have to share my story of how I walk up and Luke goes, it's Leah. And then I forgot everything I was going to say. And I was like, fuck, I had a whole speech prepared. I don't know how to speak now. But I made a sign because Jed was out with COVID. And I made a sign that looked like Return of the Jedi, but it said Return of the Jed. And they all thought it was fucking hilarious. It was great. And then right as I'm getting ready to like walk away, Luke says, tonight's going to be a special one. And then winks at me. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Stay tuned for what that meant.
Yes. So then I get into the venue. I grab my drink. And I was going to sit in the balcony because I do have some back issues. But I decided to stay in the front, which I'm very glad I did. I met some absolutely incredible people surrounding me. Like, shout out. I don't know her name.
Anna.
Is it with the red hair?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Anna, if you are listening to my podcast, you are one of the sweetest people I think I've ever met at a show. Like, she was, you know, just bringing words of encouragement to everyone around her. She was a mom of three and just talking about like how she wants all of her kids to know how like beautiful they are and how people around her are beautiful. It's such an amazing human. Like, such an amazing human. And then there was the two girls in front of us.
One was named Hannah and one was, I don't remember the other one's name.
I don't remember. One of them had kick-ass bell-bottom sunflower pants. And I'm in love with them. But they were awesome and they were fun to talk to. And then Tammy was there, of course. And, you know, like, so I went to the show. J3 played. He was very good.
Yeah.
Did some
so
good covers.
I was really upset because Starbenders was supposed to open. I have been looking forward to Starbenders since this tour started because I have seen, this is my 12th time seeing the Struts, and I've seen Nick Perry open for 7 of those 12 times.
Yeah.
And he's not my cup of tea. He's a fine musician. He's a great guitar player. I'm fucking tired of seeing Nick Perry.
Yeah.
And I want to see Starbenders, but their van broke down in New York City.
Yeah. It was
and
crazy
so
time.
J3, who is their front of house sound tech, he jumped in because he's an incredible guitar player. And it was so much fun. He was playing covers.
It was great.
And the crowd was just, everyone was so fucking happy with his cover set. And he's so good. I have some videos on my YouTube. Go watch them.
Yeah. So it was, so then we get to the show and, you know, they all kind of run out on stage. First Geth, then Jed, then Adam. And they just have like so much energy. And I love how much energy they have on stage. Like, it's just, it's really positive energy too. You know how like sometimes there's this energy, but it's like almost a negative energy.
Yeah.
Mostly in the metal scene. They're like, get on stage, we're on a jacket. Like, that's right. Now go beat up your friend.
No.
No. But I'm just kidding. But just so positive. And then Luke comes out and they do songs and all stuff. And it's just like, it's very interesting when I go to shows. Because my philosophical hat, like my journalist hat, goes on. Like, and I just start analyzing the experience. It's very odd. I don't know if I'm the only person that does this.
I had no thoughts, just vibes.
Yes. And so I'm thinking, like, because I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The Struts are a great band, and I appreciate who they are. Are they my favorite? Absolutely not. But I appreciate them for what they're doing. And, you know, it just further, like, confirmed that. That night, because I'm watching, you know, Luke's moves and everything, like from the lighting to how they're flowing together, it's just perfectly synced up. And you don't really see that much in shows. Like, there's an element of theater to it.
That's what I said after the last one.
Yeah, there's an element of theater, and I, of course, that applies to my like theater day. So I very much enjoyed that. But I had this epiphany, and I was kind of telling you it in the car. So. For those who know and may not know, you know, I come from like what I call the Warped Tour, even though I've never been to a Warped Tour. I call it the Warped Tour genre because my mom never let me go, of music and the hardcore scene and all that stuff. And I still love that music. But something hit me. It's like, it's a very different crowd,
mm-hmm.
but it's a crowd that just enjoys being there. And it's like, oh shit, I've been listening to music that doesn't really give you permission to enjoy the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very eye-opening experience, like, just to be around that, because everyone's just happy to be there. And they're so positive. And I did not have a one bad fan situation, you know, despite the people outside. I didn't talk to them, you know?
Strutters are great anyway, but that was one of the best crowds I've seen. Because I said when I got home the next morning to Zach, I was like, no one was sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
No one was trying to bust their way to the front. Like, it was that good old Southern hospitality that we have here in Virginia. Like,
yeah. It was such a respectful crowd. It was a positive. It was a fun crowd. And it was a crowd of people who wanted to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And even on the hardcore scene, you still have those things like metalheads and like hardcore people are still some of the nicest people you could ever meet. Like, some of them are like my absolute best friends. Josh, like I said, Josh and I both came from that.
Yeah.
And so... But it's just like, it's just so different because it's like, yeah, you like the music you're hearing, but it's a different feeling of like, I don't know how to describe it, but kind of going back to the Struts though, just watching everyone dancing and they just know the words and that's it. They're not like sitting there thinking like I am,
yeah,
you know, and there's something beautiful to that. Just watching Luke interact with the fans and the fans interact with him and him making those connections. You don't really see that very often in music anymore. Like sometimes there's, you know, the look and they kind of think you're looking at them, but Luke is actually intentionally playing to the crowd.
Yes.
And you just don't see that anymore in shows.
Yes.
And you know, it goes to say the fan and band connection is something that we've lost and something that needs to come back.
Yeah.
And I think the Struts is a great example of that. So overall, like, I would go to a Struts show again. I actually want to go back to one because I just enjoyed the vibes of it.
I've done my duty.
But I mean, you know, if someone invited me to Struts, I'd be like, yeah, let's go. Because I, you know, even though like their music I think is good, there's just something to like just watching true positivity.
Yeah.
And people, fans just being excited about something they love. Like, to me, that camaraderie and community is just so inspiring and something we don't really see as much.
So I've gone to 12 shows.
Yeah.
We have hit our 20-minute timer, so I don't want to go too long. But I will say why it was a special show. And that is like... 5 or 6 songs in, Luke just took his shirt off, which I have never seen.
We have
seen
gone
him
to
do.
A lot of shows where people have taken their shirts off lately.
It's something that, yeah. Yeah. What is with that?
Between 30 and 65.
Yeah. Don't know why he did that, which I'm not going to complain, but I've never seen him do that before. And so it literally happened, and Tammy and I are in the front. Beth Ann's like two rows behind us. And we just like give each other a look, and we're like, what is happening? And it just stayed off the whole time, and I'm not going to complain.
And I was like, I was looking around, and I'm just like, is this normal?
It was not normal. That's why it was special. And I also would like to say that my crowning achievement in life now is that during Dirty Sexy Money, oh my God, Luke looked me dead in the eye and said, watch your fine ass walk down the street.
Ooh.
And I have that on camera. And I would like that just to play on my gravestone when I die.
Well, I'll get a GIF.
Yeah, please.
And I'm going to hook up a video now.
Yes. I forgot that
from
was
the,
a thing.
From the early 2000s. And it's just going to floop.
Yeah, that's all I
it's
want.
It's going to keep looping.
Get one of those digital photo frames and just play it on a loop. Watch your fine ass walk down the street.
Yeah. Kudos to you.
Yeah. I've been the girl who gets called out in a song, but I got two on that night.
And yeah.
It was a special night. He was not kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was awesome.
I'm now big sad that I have no more stretch shows planned, but
yeah.
2022, they'll be back.
There you go. We have a Red Hot Chili Peppers show that we need to book when the tickets are out.
They come out Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah. Some public on sale happens.
Ah,
so the day that this episode comes out, be sending us good vibes if we can get Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets.
Yes. Oh, for real. We got to buy those.
Yeah.
We should buy those right away.
Yeah. I did sign up for the email. You guys don't need to know this, but I signed up for the email, so I might get a code tomorrow.
If you, you guys are going to hear us plan this out, but if you can on Friday buy both.
Okay.
Depending on the price. Let me know the price first.
We got to figure out how much they cost.
Because if it's like a $200 or $150.
We're not sitting on the floor.
But if it's, you know, a reasonable threshold.
Yeah.
But buy them and then I'll pay you back.
Okay. We'll figure it out on Friday.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
So yeah, that was concert update number two. If you like these, please let us know.
Yes.
We really have no way of telling if you like them or not. Like, I can see people listen to them, but that's all I can tell. So I'm going to try to put a poll if you're listening in Spotify. We're testing something new out with Spotify podcasts. But if you like this episode, please let us know on the social posts that'll be going out around this episode. Also, Luke, if you're listening, please let us know, because I really want to know if you listen to this show.
And Luke, if you are listening, thank you for putting on a kick-ass show.
Yes.
Like, truly, that show was the whole crew is incredible, and you all work so well together.
Always.
But I love the connections you guys made during that show.
Always.
He'll probably never listen to this, though.
I hope he does. All right. So this is a bonus episode. You can either listen to this before the main episode or after the main episode. So if you still have our Grateful Dead episode to go.
Yes.
Go listen to that.
Bye.
Bye.